December, the United States agreed to accept some 15,000 ethnic Hmong refugees from Laos living illegally in Thailand. It's expected that many of the refugees will resettle in Minnesota because it has the biggest Lao Hmong community in the United States. To learn about their culture, the mayor of St. Paul this week visited a Hmong refugee village on the grounds of a Buddhist temple in central Thailand. Duatli Sai Kao Tao prepared this report.
Kongxi, and who's this cutie?
Mayor Randy Kelly and his 20-member delegation visited with women, children, and former soldiers who fought alongside Americans during the Vietnam War. Thousands of Lao Hmong came to greet Kelly with smiles, gifts, and tears of joy. This woman approached the mayor and told him her tears began to fall as soon as she heard he was coming. She said she was overjoyed to meet the mayor. Mayor Kelly says the trip was necessary to plan for a potentially large influx of refugees.
It is something that I wanted to do to see from where they are coming, the conditions in which they have been living for years, so I can bring that message to people in Minnesota and in the city of St. Paul.
In fact, he found the ethnic hill tribe living in appalling conditions. The stench of trash and open gutters is overpowering. There is no running water. Children play without supervision on dry and dusty ground. And when the dead are buried, they are simply covered with granite rocks and left at the base of nearby mountains.
Do you have any fears or concerns about coming to America?
Mayor Kelly and his delegation asked questions of the refugees and answered theirs. During his visit to the 120-acre compound, he told reporters that he was humbled to be a voice for America.
America continues to be one of the last great hopes for freedom, for opportunity. Although there will be challenges when they come to America, that with hard work, they can be successful.
Although it would seem an easy decision to leave for the U.S., many of the Lao Hmong in this refugee community have grown accustomed to the desolate conditions and have even found comfort in the isolation. Zia Tha is in his 50s and very reluctant to leave. He says he would rather die in Thailand, that just because people say America has great wealth and opportunities doesn't mean he should go. Some are ambivalent to start a new life, fearing change, loss of traditions, and rituals like this one performed by a woman shaman or spiritual healer the day of the mayor's visit. There are some who will stay behind, says Naku Hyung, one of four leaders at Wat Tham Krabok. Hyung says it is good that the U.S. has opened its doors to the Lao Hmong refugees. Eileen Herr is optimistic about this unique resettlement program. She is part of the mayor's delegation representing Congresswoman Betty McCollum in Minnesota.
The Hmong in Minnesota have made a very successful resettlement. We want to ensure that whoever chooses to come to Minnesota will continue in this tradition of success.
The first group of Lao Hmong refugees will travel to the U.S. as early as this summer. For NPR News, I'm Duatli Sai Kao Tao at Wat Tham Krabok in central Thailand.